I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. It is John, the 14th chapter, verses 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Do you remember the last time your world caved in on top of you? Everything you planned fell apart. Your dreams seemed to turn to nightmares. And try as you may, the only thing you could feel was panic, despair, and grief. Now, in times like that, how many of you have that optimistic family member or friend who always seems to come along just at the wrong time, pats you on the back and has this big angelic smile on their face, and they say, "Don't worry, God won't give you any more than you can handle." And at that point, do you want to take that smile, wipe it off their face, and cram it down their throat? I do. There are times that you really don't want somebody being cheerful for you. You appreciate their obvious concern. And the fact that they're there. But what you really want is for them to listen. To acknowledge your grief and your loss. And to just be there with you. Well, that's where the disciples were in today's gospel reading. John has this long, what we call, farewell discourse. And if you would look in your Bibles, what you would discover is that this is towards the end of that discourse. The disciples had already ridden into Jerusalem. It was going to be Passover. And at first they really thought that they would just simply, well, observe a traditional Passover celebration. But then Jesus got on that donkey and he rode into the city and the crowds were there. And the disciples thought, finally. But that hope was dashed. Because as the week went on, Jesus did nothing to declare himself to be the Messiah. As a matter of fact, Jesus began to tell them that he was going to leave them. That he was going to go to a place where they couldn't follow. And just when they realized that he was talking about his own death, he said that one of them would betray him. Peter would deny him. And they would all desert him. that he would be left alone to face the Romans and the crowd. According to the Reverend Margaret Cundiff, in that moment, when the disciples finally realized what Jesus was telling them, all of their hopes were dashed. Everything loomed so large and frightening, and the one person whom they depended upon was leaving them. In other words, the world was falling apart. And Jesus was sitting there trying to tell them that everything was going to be fine. They didn't have to worry. He would take care of them. But how can you take care of someone when you've just told them that you're going to be dead? Now, if we read this entire discourse, what we would discover is that there were places within that passage that what Jesus was telling them became so painful that the disciples finally just couldn't listen anymore. They shut down. They couldn't take it. On one hand, we know that they were thick-headed and that they often just didn't get it. But this time they were getting it. They understood what he was saying. I think if you were going to be honest, you would have to admit that you've been where the disciples were. In that moment when our world starts spinning out of control, and we can't process it, when we can't hear one more piece of bad news, what do we do? We shut down, don't we? We stop listening. We want to go off in a corner and we just want the world to leave us alone. We don't want to make one more decision. We don't want to think about the future. We don't want to think. Well, Christians, when we reach that point, we need to remember one thing. Jesus understands that, like the disciples, our reactions aren't because we lack faith. They're not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that someone or something that is very important to us is being taken away. And we know that our world is going to change and never, ever be able to reclaim what we had. Jesus understands it. He understands that in those moments we began to feel so lost and alone. We become so frightened that we don't know where to turn. And Jesus knew that that's exactly where his disciples were that day. And so, do you remember what he said to them? He gave them one of the most important promises that we have. Do Do you remember what it is? My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. The peace of Christ. It doesn't allow us to ignore the world and all of its problems, nor is it an insurance policy against personal disasters. The peace of Christ, what it really is the knowledge and reassurance that regardless of where we are and what we're facing, God is there, ready to hold us, ready to love us, and ready to hear what we have to say even in the darkest and toughest situations we face. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can know that the one who holds eternity in his hands also knows us, loves us, and will lead us through, not around, the troubles and disappointments of this life. Quoting once again from The Cost of Living. To that little band of frightened men, Jesus gave the precious gift of peace, so that when they were worried and upset, they could release their fears. They would have loved to have remained in that room with the Lord forever. Yet they knew they had to leave that place. They knew they had to go back into the world, a tough, harsh, brutal world. But they would carry with them the peace of God. Jesus promised it would remain with them forever. And that's the promise that is ours too. All we have to do is remember where the Spirit of the Lord is. There really is peace. My peace I give to you. To God be the glory. And all God's children say, Amen. Amen.